first things first, Quinn Hughes is in town. How is he feeling? What's the word on him physically from what you've heard?
Well, he went to do an MRI this morning, so we should get those results here the next little bit on his ankle. He blocked a shot on Friday in his game, and his ankle was swollen up. He did an X-ray, didn't show anything. He played sparingly on Saturday, but we just want to make sure that there's still a bit of swelling on the ankle, so we just want to make sure that everything is good to go, and then he'll, you know, start practicing with us, and we'll get him in the lineup.
We had his father on the show on Monday, Jim, and we asked him what he thought in his son's game and how he improved. I think so much expectation on Quinn, and we got our chance to see him during the World Junior Hockey Championships. What did you like about his improvement from when he left here in September to how, when he's 100%, how he will be a different hockey player when he puts on your uniform?
Well, I think, you know, this year gave him the opportunity to get in the weight room and continue to get stronger physically. You know, he played a lot of minutes, like some, you know, some games played over 30 minutes in Michigan there. But did all the things, you know, that he's capable of doing, skating with the puck, transitioning the puck up ice, you know, good on the power play. So I just think it gave him another year of confidence and, you know, to get physically stronger. And so I think, you know, it was the right decision we made.
Jim, I want to talk about Alexander Edler. You started contract talks with him, and there were reports that it could get done in a week, and then it kind of didn't happen. Now, where are you with Edler in contract talks right now?
Yeah, we got nothing new to report on, you know, the contract negotiations. And I don't like, you know, talking about the contract through the media, the negotiations. So as soon as we have some good news on that, we'll share it with everybody.
Jim Benning with us here on Sportsnet 650. Jim, there's a lot of speculation, a lot of reports suggesting that you guys plan to be active July 1st. Well, you're laughing. Okay, so do you buy into that theory?
Well, we're gonna, you know, I think our team, we're on the right path now. I think, you know, with our young players, we got them up and going this year. We got Petey, you know, up and going, and Besser's got another year under his belt, and Bo is, you know, taking the next step for us. So I feel we're on the right path. We got, you know, some other young players that we got looks at this year, and McEwen, and, you know, we made room for Demko. We'll get a look at Hughes here. We signed this Josh Tevis yesterday, and we're excited about him. You know, so we're on the right path. We have now some players that I feel that are ready to push for jobs in training camp next year. So, you know, I think if we're going to dip into the free agent market, it would be, you know, maybe to help a specific area, and not, you know, so much. You know, I'm happy with our depth, and we've got young players now that we feel can come in and be depth players for us. But it would be more, you know, I guess if we're going to do anything, it would be more high-end stuff in free agency.
Well, without getting into trouble from a tampering, you're suggesting that you're not going to go for sort of a max or an $11 million a year contract here this summer.
I don't think we're going to go in that direction. You know, but if there's some players that I feel can help, like support our younger players, and, you know, we're going to look at those types of players.
Jim Benning joining us here on the starting lineup, Salkowski, Cebulski, Dhaliwal. Jim, Brian Burke joins us every Thursday morning. He always says, you know, GMs, there's hits and misses. James asking about July 1st, and you've had some hits and you've had some misses in July 1st. I think no matter what your job, the more you do it, the more repetition you learn from it. What have you learned? Is it patience that July 1st doesn't fix it, or how do you go into it as a GM with more experience than you would have the first time through?
Well, I think, you know, it was about, you know, we've always had a plan here, and it was to draft well, develop these young players, and then when they're ready to play, give them an opportunity to be successful. So, you know, but you don't really know if young players can step right in and play and how good they're going to be till they actually do it. So, you know, we just wanted to make sure that we had enough players to support the development of our young players. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, the way we looked at free agency in the past. Now we're getting to that point, I think, you know, that we have some good young players in our system that are ready to play games that we've developed. And, you know, now it's going to be more about giving those players an opportunity to show us what they can do.
Jim, I want to ask you about Utica because the Dallin Palmu incidents, there's a lot of negativity surrounding Utica right now. What are your thoughts on Utica? And are you going to, you know, look at what happened there this year? And are you happy with the way they're developing players?
Yeah, I am. We always do a review at the end of the year. I think Ryan Johnson, you know, oversees Utica for us, and Trent Call have done a good job with our young players down there. Like, not every player, if you have, you know, six, eight young players we had down there, like, some players are going to fall through the cracks, and, you know, for different reasons. You know, we're happy with, you know, the way they're working with our kids and bringing them along. And, you know, like, sometimes we forget that the AHL is a tough league, and it's a big jump going from junior hockey or college hockey into the AHL. And, you know, I think Cole Lind, I think we've seen the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've seen a lot of improvement in him. And you know, with some of those other guys, sometimes it doesn't always work out, but I'm happy with, you know, the way they worked with their kids down there this year. Like, there's, you know, there's a lot of positive stories, too. Thatcher Demko was down there for 2.5 years, and, you know, we've called him up, and he looks like he's ready to be an NHL goalie. And Breezeball's played some games for us, and he's going to play again tonight. And he's developed, you know, nicely over the last couple of years. So Sautner's a guy that's been down there for, you know, 3.5 years, and we've developed his game. He was a free agent signing, and, you know, he's been a steady player for us when we've called him up. So I think, you know, as a whole, they've done a real good job down there, and we just got to continue to support them and help them out.
Jim, the easy thing is to say the coach is not playing the kids, but isn't development 50% on the player to get better off the ice in the video room? All that stuff is on the player too?
Yeah, and we do that. We do all that stuff. We got a real good strength and conditioning program down there. You know, our coaches spend a lot of time doing video with the players. And, you know, without saying too much, there's got to be buy-in from the players too. So, but that whole situation, I'm happy with the job that we're doing developing our guys down there.
Jim Benning with us here on Sportsnet 650. You said something. You were holding court with the media a couple of days ago when you were speaking about the Hughes. And you said something at the end of the conversation with the media that I thought kind of raised my eyebrow for sure. And it was just somebody had asked you about what Louis Erickson has offered you guys, you know, since he signed and landed here in Vancouver. And you kind of said, you know, we're gonna sit down, we're going to talk at the end of this season. But I just tried to read between the lines a little bit. Is there a potential for a buyout for Louis Erickson this summer?
Well, we haven't talked about that. You know, Louis is, you know, he still is one of our best penalty killers. You know, he's played on a line with Jay Beagle and Mott most of the year. And they've played against the other team's, you know, top two lines in a matchup role most nights. And, you know, they've done a good job. So, you know, he's scored 10 goals now, and when we signed him, we were hoping that, you know, he'd be a consistent 20-goal scorer for us. I know, you know, I've met with him through the year. I know he's not, you know, real happy with his goal production, but I still think, you know, he's been a useful player for us and, you know, helped, you know, with the development of some of our kids.
Jim, I guess if someone's not following hockey or they're under a rock for a year, they look where your team was last year, purely in the standings to where they are now, and they're not sure there's been progress. I think most feel there are. Where do you think the biggest progress has been made for your team?
Well, the development of our young players, you know, like, I think if we look at our group last year, you know, Daniel and Henrik still carried the bulk of the load for our group, and we haven't had them this year, and we've had young players step in, take their ice time, and produce for us. So, I think it's been, you know, it's been exciting to see, you know, the development and the play of our young kids this year. And I think we play an upbeat style that's fun to watch. I know, you know, like, we're all not happy with, you know, where we're in the standings. I think, you know, up till like 3 weeks ago, we were in a hunt. We were, you know, trying to, you know, compete for a playoff spot. And you know, we lost Alex Edler and Chris Taniff, and you know, it's hard when you lose your top two defensemen, and you know, because it pushes other guys up in the lineup that maybe, you know, they're not ready for those minutes and those situations yet. So, you know, we're going to continue to work. We're going to get another real good player in this year's draft. You know, I meet with Francesco regularly. He likes the direction of the team, and you know, he's excited about our young players and the way, you know, they've developed this year and where we're going. So, you know, I think for the most part, things have been positive.
Jim, one last question. Brock Besser, the market has changed from last summer when you could have signed him to, well, 8 months later. Are you worried about the Besser contract? I mean, he might ask for $7, $8 million. How do you see that playing down?
Well, we're going to, you know, we're, like we said at the start of the year, we're going to let Brock just concentrate on playing through the year, and then at the end of the year, we'll sit down with, you know, him and his agent, Ben Hankinson, and, you know, try to figure something out that's fair for him and fair for us. He's an important player for us going forward. He's a goal scorer that can shoot the puck, and it's hard to find, like, those difference makers, and that's what he is for us. So, you know, like we said at the start of the year, we'll sit down with his group and try to get something that works for them and us.
Jim, appreciate you taking the time. I know you got to get running here, so thanks for doing this. Come back and visit, and we'll get Rick to even pick you up in his Mazda CX-5 there sometime.
Bowen Byram, Jim. Bowen Byram. Keep it local.
Yeah, we're Jack Hughes. Another good player.
Jim, yeah. Quickly, Bowen Byram, you got to love this guy. I mean, look what he's doing out in Langley.
Yeah, he's had a hell of a season, and, you know, he's obviously a real good player, so... But, you know, we feel like we're going to end up getting another real good player to add to our group of good young players we have. So that part of, you know, the draft and all that's going to be exciting this year. It's going to be in Vancouver. Everybody's looking forward to it. And we're going to get another piece to the puzzle.